Welcome to Extraordinary Entrepreneur Radio, where we discuss the messy behind the scenes of entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Maggie Isley, and today I'm talking to myself. So I want to discuss the five whys. We talk a lot about why we do things, right? The why of your business, the why of your brand. And Simon Sinek has the ever so popular quote, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. But part of what I do in my brand strategy is ask the five whys. And I learned this from Six Sigma, which, no, I'm not a Six Sigma. I'm not in Six Sigma. That's not. I actually didn't even know Six Sigma was a thing until I watched 30 Rock, which is one of my favorite shows of all time. So when I found out it was a thing, I looked into it and I found out that there's actually a lot of really good stuff in there. So it's not the like jokey, hokey, like brainwashy stuff that 30 Rock makes that out to seem. But five whys would be like, here's an example. There's five layers to stuff, right? So the problem is that, say, I got a speeding ticket today on the way to, you know, on the way to wherever. And why would be the first why? Well, I was running late. Well, why were you running late? Second why? Well, because I left late. Well, why did you leave late? Because I woke up late. Why did you wake up late? Well, because I didn't set an alarm. Well, why didn't you set an alarm? Well, because I went out last night, because I don't care about other people and the pandemic that's going on. And I just shirk all the rules that I think they don't apply to me. Okay, that took a turn. But so the fifth why got me to the root cause, which is I got a speeding ticket because I don't care about rules. So I guess we could have really deduced that from the first issue. But the reality is the five whys get you to the root cause. And it's really important for you to do this not only with yourself when you're determining your why, but also with your ideal clients or your target audience, depending on how your business is structured. And if you are a service provider or a product-based business or what it is that you do. So you want to define the problem. So first, that's your issue of if you're doing ICA work, which is ideal client avatar. I have a lot of people ask me that because I throw that around like the whole world knows. That's one of my biggest problems that I work on within myself. So ICA, ideal client avatar. You want to define what your ideal client avatar's problem is. This is something that you would solve. And then you want to find out why this is their problem. And when you're running an ideal client avatar interview, which is where you will validate what you think your solution is, you'll say, okay, well, why do you find you're having this problem? And they'll give you an answer. But then you reframe that answer as the next why. It's really quite simple. But once you ask why all those times, like they refuse to pay, like, okay, so this might be a client solution. So they're having a problem with a service you provided. They're refusing to pay for the service. Well, why are they refusing to pay for the service? Because it wasn't up to their standards. First, why? Why wasn't it up to their standards? Because it took longer than expected. Why did it take longer than expected? because there was a pandemic and the people who needed to be involved literally got coronavirus. Why was there a pandemic? Because we have a terrible president who did not take charge and handle this. Why do we have a terrible president? Because people didn't vote correctly in the last election. Okay, so what's the countermeasure? We vote properly in the next election. So, unfortunately, what we do to address this with our client is we find that this is not something we can handle internally. We go back to the client, we apologize, we explain that this is due to the current pandemic. We see if we can reach an agreeable solution. And if we can't, then we have to take it on the chin because we have a terrible president. Right? That is what it is. So you go down to the absolute bottom of the whys, figure out what it is, see if there's a countermeasure in place, and address it. That's for problem solving within like a customer service type issue. When you're solving a solution, or I'm sorry, when you solve solutions, you know, like you do, when you're working on an ICA solution, you drill down to see if it's something that you can truly help with. If it's something you can help with, that's amazing. If it's not, then it's not. But you need to find out why. So then you go, okay, why can't I help with this? Like if their solution is, well, I have three children who are always home. Okay, why are they always home? Oh, because it's a pandemic and I have to homeschool. You can't help with that. But if it's, oh, they're always home because, you know, I like having them home. Well, you can't help with that either, really. But if there is a real reason that you can help with, then you need to see if it's something that you can work into your business plan. For example, and I'm not sure what example I can use here, but for example, if it was something that right now you don't offer the service, like someone who's like, oh, I don't have the right tools to deal with that emotionally, and you don't currently offer that kind of coaching, but you have that in your toolbox, you could offer it. Just because you don't offer it doesn't mean it's not available. For example, okay, here we go. We'll use me. I cut my teeth in the branding and business industry with product-based businesses. And I don't currently offer a product-based program, group program. My program is geared towards service providers. And I do this because group programs for product-based businesses are difficult. Product-based businesses are harder. So I was speaking to somebody who I saw had so much potential. And I could see that her business was going places. And I want it to be successful. And it is successful, but I want it to be like blow up. Everybody has a piece of her jewelry, like Alex and Ani kind of style. Like I want it to be like that. And I wanted to get to the bottom of why we're not working together. And it's because I don't have a product-based program. So what I did was offer one-on-one. Now, I wasn't offering one-on-one. So what I did for her, though, was I created another offering. And initially, we weren't working together, even though I created another offering. So I dug into why that was. And it was an issue of she didn't fully understand what value that would bring to her and how it would look. not a problem. Anyone who knows me, and if you're new to the podcast or new to me, you don't know this, but I don't convince. I simply tell you what I can do for you. If you'd like to work with me, you are welcome to work with me if it's a mutual fit. But I don't convince you why you need to work with me. I know what I can do for you. And if you would like to work with me, you are welcome to. But I hadn't shown her what I could do for her yet. So that was one of the levels of the why. But the first level was that the service-based program I had for her, or that I had, was not a fit for her. And if I had conducted an ideal client avatar interview with her specifically, I would have realized it. But when I did click in my head just over Instagram, I was like, you know what? I miss one-on-one. I'm going to open up just a couple spots for people who don't fit into the program and who need a one-on-one touch. They need a customized solution. So I did, and I booked them up. Actually, that's not true. I have one spot open. So I booked up four of the spots, and it took a couple levels of why to get to what was holding certain people back. So you can use this to troubleshoot anything. You can use it to troubleshoot your why, your personal why. For example, if your personal why in your business becomes, I want to make money. Why do you want to make money? You want to make money so you have freedom. Or maybe you want to do it so you can give back. Or maybe you want to do it so you can provide for your family. Why do you want to provide for your family? So they don't have to worry. Why do you want it so that they don't have to worry? Because I worried. There are levels. So keep asking yourself these levels of why to see what uncovers in anything that you're doing. And see what shows up. See what shows up for you. See what shows up for your clients. If it's a branding thing, it can be applied to products, to shipping, to anything. Why didn't this product show up? Because the post office is being run by a moron. Oh, well, why is it being run by a moron? Because he was appointed by a moron. Why was he appointed by a moron? Oh, because we have to get out there and vote. Got it. That's the bottom line. So make sure you're registered to vote. Make sure you are asking enough questions. If you would like to join me inside of our free Extraordinary Entrepreneur Collective, you can get in there at maggieisley.com/EEC. Otherwise, I will be back with another episode. The next one is actually a snippet from that collective where I sat down with Emilio Saria, and he is a mindset and leadership genius. So it's going to be a long one. It's like an hour long. It's so good. So you'll have a lot of fun with that one. Take care, guys.